All right. So the Gemara in Pamitzia Daf Amid Aleph Tamid Beis was discussing the question of Slayim Dinarin. So what happens when you have a Mode Mikzas on a Milveh Bishtar? So initially the Gemara was talking about the case of Milveh Bishtar as a Raya for Halach being Chayber Potter. And the Gemara gave two answers, Shiny Hacha to come Messiah Leishtar. Maybe this isn't a good example of Halach at all, because you have Messiah Leishtar. Inami Mishum to have Leishtar, Shibikarkos, Ve'enishbar, Nakfiya Shibikarkos. Right, or alternatively, the reason why there's no Shvuah is not because of a Ptur Halach. The reason why there's no Shvuah is because Einishbay Nakfiya Shibikarkos. So Tosos here raises a very basic and important objection. The Hainu, if you hold Shibura Daraisa, Vim Tomar Lamandar Paraget Pashat Shibura Daraisa, Moda Mixatina Lama Nishba, Ha Kofer Shibikarkos. Our Gemara says that if you're Kofer Mixas of a Shtar, so there's no Shvuah because of the Shibura Karkos. Aye, there's a day in the Gemara, which seems to be Rabbi Yochanan, that even a Milveh Baal Peh has Shibudim Doraisa. So every Halva now becomes a Kfirah Shibukarkos. Why only a Milveh Bishtar? So Tosfos gives two answers. V'yishlomar shemachalo ha-shibud, o she'en lo klal karkos afilu mishabdi. Either you have a chetimtzi of Shuas Modeh Mikzas when you're mochal the Shibudim, so there are no karkos bichlal. Or even if you're not mochal the Shibudim, maybe it's a case of the Lova has no karkos, and therefore there will be a Shvuah. Tosfos at the end of the Avedira Maskil offers a third answer, that maybe Lachara Takana, after they were mitakein, and in Milveh Peh you're not gove from Nechasim Mishibadim, so then maybe it's Ke'ilu Machalo Ashibud. So we have three answers in Tosfos. Either it's a case of Mechila, and therefore no Karkos, or it's a case where the Lova doesn't own any Karkos, or it's talking about Lachara Takana, where they did away with the Shibude Karkos in the Milveh Peh. So the Drisha,
both... What does that mean if it's after the Takana? So the Modem Mixas only applies after the Takana?
That's a mid. Before the Takana, so you still have cases of Mechila and...
So there would be the other
two. ...Ein Lo Karkos,
okay.
Right.
So most of the cases were discussed if he's after...
Maybe Lachar Takana, where the default is that there are no Shibude Karkos. So the Drisha, both in his Drisha, in his Prisha, and in the Sma, so he takes issue with the notion that when you don't have any Karkos... So let's say you have a Milveh Bishtar, but you don't have any Karkos, so then you're not going to have any Karkos. When you have no Karkos, so the din of Einish Bayin al Karkos won't apply. So in the Sma, he raises one objection, and he says because a Shtar has a din of Karkos. Meaning that even if you don't have Karkos backing up the Milveh Bishtar, the Shtar per se on its own merits has a status of Karkos. And therefore, even if you have no karkos, the din will be einish bayin al milveh bishtar. And if you look in the drisha in Simon Peches, Sif Lamid Ches, so he also raises another objection, that even if you don't have any karkos right now, the fact that you have a milveh bishtar allows you to be mishabed nechasim, or karkos, that you're going to be korna la'achar mikam. Right, so even if bishas halva, the lova has no karkos, right, there's something called the shibur de'ekni, which means you're meshabed yourself for all the karkos that you will buy after the Shas Halva. So the Drisha argues that maybe that's enough, maybe that's sufficient to consider every milveh bishtar already a milveh with shibude karkos, even though right now you don't have any karkos.
If you have to specify an ishtar de'ekni, or...
So he says, he quotes that maybe not saying de'ekni is a sofer, meaning that there's a default of de'ekni in every halva. So the Drisha basically has two arguments to say that against Tosos, that even when you have no Karkos, a Milveh Bishtar will always have no Shvuah because of Einish Bayin al Karkos. Either because the Shtar is Toras Karkolov, or because even if the Shtar per se is not Toras Karkolov, there's a Shibur De'ekni, which is Meshabed all Karkos that you will buy after the Hava, and Al Pidin, there's a Kinyan L'Shibudim, even if before there are no Shibudim. So then we noted that the Rush in Shavuos in Parakei Simen Gimel also discusses, he raises Tosa's objections, L'man damar shibur deraisa, there should also be shibur de karkos, and you should never have a Shavuos motive in Mikzas in the middle of that. So he offers only the answers of Mechila and Ein Lo Karkaos. He doesn't offer this solution of La'acha HaTakana. So we suggest that maybe this is a general question. Whenever the Chacham are Mafkia, so in Halacha, to what extent are they actually Mafkia the din altogether? We gave an analogy. Let's say you hold we hold that you need Kiyam Shtaros, Midrabanan. So the Shaila is, now that you have a Shtar that's Mechusar Kiyam, so to what extent do you say that they're is a din shivud? To what extent do you say that there's a din shtar here, even though midrabanan, you need kiyum shtaros? So the Rosh doesn't seem to accept this notion that la'achar ha'takana, that you, there are no nechasim, there are no karkaos mishibadim and milvah peh, that all of a sudden gets rid of the shibudah karkaos mi'ikra din. But definitely Tosfos Nar Gemara seems to have that position.
Does that mean the Rosh doesn't hold to it, or just doesn't feel like it answers the question of what do we do before the takana?
So we were presenting it as maybe he doesn't believe this solves the problem at all. But yeah, I understand. You could say that he just—it's more of a low plug answer. So that's the position of Tosos. Remember, so what comes out of Tosos' position is that Einish Bayin Al Kvira Shibud Karkos seems not to be a halacha in Shibudim per se. Like for example, Ein Lo Karkos. Right, so we were suggesting that there is a kinyan, or you are mishabed yourself in the karkos. Lemaisa, there are no karkos to be gove. So einish ban akvir shibu karkos takes on a very technical manifestation. In a bit of a different sense, the Rimigash in the Shita Mekubetzes argues that the only time we say einish ban akvir shibu karkos is if the shtar is lefoneinu be'en. For example, let's say the Lova is towing, or the Malva is towing, that he had a shtar, but it's just not here. Or that there was a shibud, bifnei edim, and a kinyan. Just lemaisa, there's no shtar. Or the shtar is just mechusar kiyam. So everybody agrees that mi'ikra din, dar shibudim in this halva. The only point is that it's not nitan l'gvi over here for some external constraint that the shtar is not lefanenu, or the shtar midrabanan is mechuyev kiyam. So Rimigash argues that that does not have a din of einish bayin al kviyah shibu karkos. It's only when the shtar is lefanenu be'en that we can say that there's a din milva b'shtar leinyan einish bayin al kviyah shibu karkos. So for the Rimigash, it's very befoel. Do we have a shtar befanenu? It's not about mi'ikra din, are there kinyonim on this milva leinyan shibudi karkos? Because everybody agrees that there's a shtar. This is no shtar lefaneinu le'inyan gviya. Okay, so Tosos had this position le'inyan mechila and ein lo karkos, and the Rimigash is a position le'inyan shtar she'inu mekuyim and shtar she'inu lefaneinu. The Ramban in Shvuas Daf Lamed Zayin on base, so he quotes the Rimigash and he argues, "Libi mefak beik bezeh. Why? Because shema asi le'de gviya, meaning maybe." We'll have Edim who could be Mekayim the Shtar. Or maybe we'll have Edim who could verify that there is a Shtar. Or maybe they'll find the Shtar. And then a Glei Milsa that this actually was a Shibud Karkos. So the Ramban's already saying that once you say it's all about before, that the Shtar is not Lefanenu, then you have this problem that we have to be choshed that the Shtar will be Lefanenu. Right? So every even though before you're not going to be able to be Gove from the Chasim Mishibadim, we have to worry about the fact that there are nechasim mishibadim, and it will be asli de gviya. Okay, so the Ramban's not arguing on the Rimigash by saying, "Oh, from ikra din there are kinyonim on the shibudim." He's saying that we have to be choshish for the fact that there will be gviya shibudim. Okay, which makes the karkos more relevant, even though right now there won't be gviya. So he's moderating and tempering that shita of the other Rimigash. What? So let's say they have a shtar, just the shtar is not mekuyam.
So it's a good shtar.
That's a midraban and need kiyam shtaros.
What would be an argument between the Ramban and the Rimigash if the Ramban agrees?
Well, the Ramban thinks that in every case like this, where. So the chashash means einish bayin. Oh. They argue in din. I'm saying the fundamental Ramban seems to concede the point that it's all about gviya befoel, it's just that we have to project the possibility of gviya befoel. Then the Ramban suggests B'Shem Yesh Risi Mefarshim that there's a fundamental difference between a milva bishtar and a milva peh.
Just back on the Ramban. Does he
the question is that, like, if it's a star shadim is good, or if they don't have the star, that maybe the guy will find the star, or like that there's no nechassim, but maybe he'll find the nechassim, or both.
The former. I'll read it to you. The Levi mefakvek b'tshuva sashela hazos. The Hacha kiven the tshuvayu amri de edim habe b'milsa. And since they both say that there were edim on this transaction, v'shema yavo v'idu o b'mana o b'chamshin v'nimtzo shibukarkos. So therefore, ein mechay v'noso shvua. V'chein yesh lomar b'toyin avadeti eshtari. V'ein odomela hi deslayim dinarin. The Hasam lo'olam lo'asa di de shibukarkos. I mean, even in a case where they're toyin avadeti eshtari, he disagrees with the Rimigash because Shema also the dig via. Here?
Yeah. He's saying since they're also the dig via, it should be considered
Shfira Shiva Karkos right now. Then the Ramban quotes Reisi Mefarshim. V'yesh Misha Omer, the Ve'edim, Apagav the Ika Shiva Karkos, Ika Nami Shiva Metalton and Machayev. Every Halva has two components Shiva Karkos and a shibud metaltalim. Aval shtara mishum karkos hu de kasvi le inshi, de shtari le metaltali lo kasvi, ve ikar shibuda amekarki, hu chiman de tafesh lehu dami, hilkach ki katava mekarki tava, milva peh, lo, ta ika nami shibud metaltali. Every halva has a din metaltalim and a din, or a kinyan le inyan de shibude karkos. Right, and they're both, you could always be gover from the metaltalin. If you're gover from the metaltalin, the karkos never become relevant. The difference between a milva alpen and a milva bishtar is that shtar le metaltali lo kasvi inshi. You don't write a shtar metaltalin. So therefore, when you have a milva bishtar, the shtar is written on the shibudei karkos and is commanded tafes l'udami. It's as if the malve is holding in his hand the kinyan on the shibudei karkos. I mean, it kind of overrides the kinyan on the metaltalin. It overrides the shibudei metaltalin and brings the shibudei karkos right to the forefront of the halva. So we suggested in Shia that maybe there are two ways of understanding this Ramban. Either Ramban is saying that the milva bishtar works as a shtar raya on the fact that there are metaltalin. Meaning, when you have a halva between the malva and the lova, so fundamentally what's happening is that there's a shibud on the lova to pay back to the malva. Elamai, if he can't pay back, there's also a shibud on the nechassim. That's the din of shibudim. And the purpose of the shibudim is to create a certain betichos. It's to create a certain insurance for the malve. He'll always have where to be gover the nechassim from. The shtar that you're writing on the milve is a shtar raya on the betichos of the malve. But I write it. If you can't pay off, then I'll collect from your nechassim. Meaning, it's an insurance that the malva will always be able to collect from somewhere. But it doesn't mean that right now he has the chuyos on the actual shibudim. It means that he has the rights to create on the shibudim, and it gives him the security that he'll always have something to collect at some point. Or, do you say that the shtar is not just a shtar raya on the betichos of the malva? The shtar is actually a shtar kinyan that's being makne the shibudim to the malva b'shas alva. And you'll have very important nafkamina, and you'll have a very distinct way of gauging whether or not this is a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya. Take every milva bishtar. So what din does that shtar have? Does that shtar have a din of a shtar raya, like every shtar raya in Kol Tarakula, or does that have a din of a shtar kinyan, like a shtar hakna and a get, and kiddushin bishtar? How's the shtar functioning? So maybe when the Ramban says that shtar l'metaltalin lo'avdi inshi, it doesn't mean that you don't write a shtar raya on metaltalin. It means that the shtar is functioning as a shtar kinyan that's being makne the shibudim over to the malve. The ikar shibuda amikarki uchiman de tofes l'udami. Now it's kiyu, the malve has a tfisa on those karkos. Hilkach ki katava mikarki katava. And therefore when the malve comes and is toe in the chov at the end of the day, the chov is chal on the karkos. Because he already has a kinyan on those karkos based off the shtar hakna that was written b'shas halva. When we saw last 2 weeks ago, when we saw the sugya of, when we saw the Or Zeruah, In the sugya of Heloch, right, so Shani Haslam to come Messiah Leishtara. So Rashi said, oh, because you have a shtar on the Shibudi Karkos. And the Arzurua says, more than that. It's not just that you have a shtar on the Shibudi Karkos. It means that the halva now is not on the damim. The halva is actually on the Karkos that he's going to collect as Bitoras Gvia. Meaning that once you have a shtar now, the chov is not a chov shel damim. There's a kinyan on the Karkos mitchila. So maybe that's what the Ramban is getting at. So my father pointed out that there's an important Gemara in Gin and Daf Chafam Beis. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya about Ksav Yad B'Chasimas Eidim. And the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara is discussing Gitei Nashim. And the Gemara brings a raya, Toshma Afu Heid Al Kfar Katan Shai B'Sad Yushalayim Hei Bozak In Echad V'Hoye Malvel Chol B'nei Akfar V'Kosei B'Chsav Yado V'Acherim Chosmim U'Ba Maisel Afnei Chacham V'Hichshirua. So the Gemara says this case with the Zakein Echad who was malveh to Bnei Akfar. He was kosei b'chsav yado and he had Eidim being chosem. Nacham r'machshu l'shtar v'amai haba'ina sefer makne v'leka. Right? Maybe you need the entire ksiva to be done by the malveh. So the Gemara says v'leka elamishum d'amina naknuye makne lehu. Rashi, v'habayina sefer makne v'leka, sheha makne tzarech lichtavas hashtar sadi mechur lecha. El alav, shma mina, ki makni le shapir dami, v'af agav, de'ein b'dayto shal nosin, shiakven ha-makabal atzlo. Fine. Meaning, the Gemara is bringing a raya from shtar milve about sefer makne by shtar milve for the din of Gitei Nashim. So Tosfos already asked the kasha, and so said, how could you bring a raya from a shtar milve to Gitei Nashim? Vim Tomer, ma inen shtari halva leget, de eno ela l'raya. How could you ever bring a raya about sefer makne of gitin from the din shtaros of shtari halva? After all, one's a shtar raya, one's a shtar kenyan. So how could you bring a raya? So Tosa's assumption is clear that the shtar milve has a din of a shtar raya. Tosa's read on the same spot in the Gemara. Habin on sefer makne veleka pirish. Boyisha halove yakne lo karka osav, v'yishabdim lo b'sefer, v'yimser lo lemalve ha-sefer kasuv. When Tosfos Rid reads the Gemara that when you have a shtar milve, so the malve, the love is being makne his karkos to the love, to the malve. Now clearly, you have a chokesh between Tosfos Rid and Tosfos, whether or not the shtar halva has a din of a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya. So the way we explain that is that if you think shibudim are just a din arev, and it's just there to guarantee that he has something to collect, it's a din betichus, insurance, so then it's a shtar raya. But if you want to say that this is, that the shibudim are actually nikne over to the malve b'shat hava, so then the shtar, the milve b'shtar works as a shtar kinyan being makne the karkos. So that's the raya and the machlokes and the gemara in Gittin. Yeah.
Did Rebbe explain how the Ramban, the Yishum Ramban can also go with the old shtaraya, or he's assuming it's only going with the old shtaraya?
He was saying that maybe if you hold that it's a shtaraya, he didn't flesh this out, but he was saying yesh lachar within the Ramban, what he holds.
Right.
So, but he explained the tzad to say that it's a shtar kenyan.
Right.
I assume the tzad to say that it's a shtaraya is that once you have betichus on the karkos, then the karkos become more central in the halva. There's through the raya that you have of gvias karkos, the karkos become more central. Whereas in a milva peh, even though you have the rights to gvias from karkos, the fact that you don't have a raya that you could be somich on them already means that they're more peripheral. My father didn't explain it, but he was saying that within the Ramban you could explain it both ways. I assume that's what the Hezra will be. Dope.
And just back to what you were saying before, what's the connection between this and, I guess, what you're saying, the Ramban versus the Joshua Kaf when you apply Yishon?
So the Ramban, right, in the B'Shem, the Yesh Omrim, the Ramban saying that there's a fundamental difference between a Milva Bichsav and a Milva Apel, Mandamar Shibude Doraisa. Even though both of them have Shibude Karkos, in the Milva Bishtar, there's already a kinyan. Either there's already a kinyan on the karkos that they belong, there's a kinyan to the malve bishas halva, and therefore they're much more upfront in the halva bishtar than they are in a milva pel mandamar shibur deraisa. Amadamar Shibur de Raisa, they always remain in the periphery as a second Arev from which you could collect. Or, even if you don't say it's a Shtar Kinyan, which is what Yoel's pointing out, the fact that you have a Shtar Raya means that you already have an insurance on the collection, which makes the Karkolos more relevant than they are in a case where you have no insurance. That's the Shita of the Ramban and our discussion of the Gemara Gid. So Reb Chaim and Shavuos, discussing the Shita of the Rambam, makes a very similar case that the Ramban makes. Very similar case to the case the Ramban makes. Let's see if I have the Lashon. So what's interesting about Reb Chaim is that he's also trying to explain the difference between a milve bichsav and a milve alpeh l'man damar shibur d'araisa. So in Hilchos Shavuos, so Reb Chaim has the following formulation. Reb Chaim explains that there's a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam to explain Mechira Shtar Ustoraisa. It's Machogas on the Gemara. If you're Makne a Chov over to somebody else, so Reuven or Shimon money, right? So Reuven has the rights of collection, but now Reuven, right, he needs cash right away, so but he can't collect from Shimon. So Reuven sells the right of collection over to Levi. They're selling a mortgage. So the question is that right to sell to Raisa or Drabanan? So Moshe Shonim holds Drabanan, the Ram holds Drabanan, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid hold that it's Dor Raisa. So the Shaila is, all the Rishonim hold it's Drabanan, they bring a Raya from the Gemara, Dino de Shmuel, Hamokhar Shtar Chob Lechaveiro, Bechazer Machlo Machl. The initial Malveh always retains the rights to Mechila on the Chob. So Reuven, who's the initial Malveh, could always be Mochel the Chob to Shimon and mess over Levi, who just bought it. So the Rishonim say, if the Mechira is Dor Raisa, then what right does Reuven retain to be Mochel the Chov? He sold all his rights to Raisa to Levi. So Elamai, the Rishonim say it's the Mechira Shtaros is only Midrabanan. What about Rabbeinu Tam and the Rav to hold Stel Raisa? So it's not, so the Bali Tosos don't quote Rabbeinu Tam as saying this Chiluk, but the Rosh and the Ran and Ksuvis quote B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that every Chov has two dinim. There's a Shibra Guf and there's a Shibra Nechasim. The part of the chov that's nitfas and mechira is only the shiba nechasim. So the shiba nechasim is nikne midaraisa over to the new party. So why are you able to be mochel? Because the rights of mechila stay with the shiba haguf. The lova is still meshuba begufo to the malve. And Ran explains that the shiba nechasim always stems from the shiba haguf. So if you're mochel on the shiba haguf, memela you're also mochel on the shiba nechasim. That's how you could explain Mechira Shtaros Do Raisa, even though the Malva still retains the right of Mechila. So Reb Chaim built, it was very interesting, because Reb Chaim is building off this Yisod of Rabbeinu Tam to explain Mechira Shtaros Do Raisa, even though the Rambam himself paskins Mechira Shtaros Drabanan. This is an interesting point. But Reb Chaim is using that model of the Chiluk between a Shibud HaGuf and a Shibud HaChasim to explain this relationship between the Karkos and the Chov. Such that when you have a shtar, so normally these two parts of the chov remain independent and distinct from each other. But once you have a shtar, v'rak b'shtar hu dechashiv kfira shibud karkos, mishum d'shtar yesh bo din haknas shibud. Akarchach zeu d'mashv legam le'etzem hachov sheyehe b'chlal shibud karkos. Kozman, you have no shtar, the two aspects of shibud gufim and shibud nechasim are distinct. Once you have a shtar, so now the Malva has aknas ashibud, and that's mashvilei la'etzem hachov she'bechlal shibud karkos. That makes the chov itself integrated with the shibud karkos. So that's Reb Chaim's hesber, and it very much parallels the distinction of the Ramban between the milva pe'ah and milva b'shtar. Well, so Reb Chaim has a similar chiluk to explain that normally the shibud guf and the shibud nechasim remain distinct from each other in a normal hava b'pe'ah. Right. Even if you held Shibud d'Oraisa, right? The Shibudim exist, but they're distinct from the Shibud HaGuf. When you write a Shtar, so that's a Shtar HaKna on the Shibudim over to the Malva, which sounds a lot like a Shtar Kinyan. Din HaKna, and in Hilchos Ishus, he has the same formulation. It's a Din HaKna as a Shibud. So once you write a Shtar, so now the Chov and the Shibudim are integrated. So therefore, a Kfiras HaChov becomes a Kfiras HaShibudim. In the Stam Hava Ape, right, there are two separate dinim. There's a Milva Bishtar, there's a Shibud HaGuf and a Shibud Nechasim. Once you have a Milva Bishtar that's Makne, the Shibudim over to the Malve, so then the Shibudim become integral to the actual Hava. Is that right?
And what's he using that to now explain?
The difference between Reb Chaim, here's explaining one thing, but Reb Chaim trying to explain why only in a milveh bishtar do you consider the kar, do you consider the kfir on the chov to be a kfir on the shiva karkos.
What is that
chov?
Saying whether it's separate or together.
Because the shaila is when I'm kofer the chov. So is that considered a kfir on the karkos, or is that considered a kfir on the chov without the karkos?
Okay,
we're saying they're both, they're just separate? Correct. They're both, but they're separate. Their shibudim exists, but they're a distinct entity from the chov. It's a din arev. Reb Chaim quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. Nichse de bar inish inu narvin le. The shibud hanechasim les behu rak din arev. Unless you have a shtar, in which case they're not betoras arev, they're betoras etzemachov. So my father was developing this yisod, building off Reb Chaim, and it's not just that when you have a milveh bishtar, so now there's the hakna on the shibudim, but it changes the whole relationship between the shibudim and the actual shtar in a reciprocal way. The shame shtar is totally on the shibudim. It doesn't have a din Torah shtar unless there are shibudim, like we saw in the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Toim V'Nitan. That the Rambam said, even when the Rambam was talking about there's no din, modem mikzas is not chayiv, unless you're kofar a davar she'efshar lachbor bo. And the Rambam said, because when you have a shtar, it's a davar she'efshar lachbor bo. Why? Because shrach biyadi my bayi and shibudim. So why did the Rambam bring in shibudim? My father was explaining that shibudim are essential to the shem shtar, that's the Rambam. We also pointed to the Rambam, nuchas ma'av v'lova, that the difference in a milvah alpeh and a milvah bishtar is that the shtar has the din shibudim. Okay, so part of the shem shtar is dependent on there being shibudim. We also pointed to the hashlama that there's a psul in the shtar if it doesn't have shibudim. It doesn't have a din of, it has a din of mipiyam v'loim piksavam unless there are nechasim mishubadim backing up the shem shtar. So not only is it the case that the shtar creates shibudim, in a certain sense the shibudim also are essential to creating the shem shtar.
And we're paralleling that with
so now the shibud nechasim are integrated into the shibud aguf.
What does that mean? How does that mean that shibud also integrated into shibud aguf?
Well, it means that a kfira on the shibud aguf.
No, I understand what it means textually. What does it mean, like lamdishly? What is that?
Lamdishly?
Yeah. What's going on?
For which direction? For the.
Yeah, I mean, kind of general is by you hold the shibud deraisa and there's no and you only move out that. So he says that in Ekonami, the Ma'al is going to go from the custom, but the main, the real Chov is the Shibud Aguf, but I'm going to go from the Chov to the Shibud Aguf. But that's built middle of the part of the one that works.
The Shibud Deraisa.
So when you have the Shtar, why did the Chasim become part of the Shibud Aguf?
So from Chaim, it sounds like because there's a Hakna of the Nechasim Mishibadim to the Ma'al. So now you can't talk about the Chov without talking about the Karkos that are backing it up.
So you'd call it becoming part of the Shibud Aguf. You're just saying it's not part of the Shibud Aguf, but it's just direct.
It's directly connected to the Shibud Aguf now. In the sense, you can't talk about one without the other.
Right. I hope the definition of Shibud Aguf is just that my obligation to pay in any way possible. So we're not. That's not. How do you define Shibud Aguf? That's not the definition because that would.
It's your personal obligation.
Right. So your
personal. But now part of your personal obligation is that your karkos are. Or belong b'torah shibud to the malva. Maybe this other nafkamina will highlight it. So my father brought in this. He built off this point of the sma and the drisha about shibud de'akni. Part of the sma's argument was that because a shtar has the potential for shibud de'akni, meaning not only is it mishabi nechasim you have b'shas hamilva. It's also Mishabi Nechasim that you'll be kona afterwards. Right. So the Sma argued, therefore, there's always Kfir Shiba Karkos, even in the Milva She'ena Lav Karkos, because of Shibur De'akni. So he pointed out that the Gemara in Bava Basra raises this discussion about Shibur De'akni. How does it work? Don't we usually say, Eina Damakna Davar Shalob Al Yola? So the Gemara there says, oh, Man Damar Adamakna Davar Shalob Al Yola, fine. What about Laman Damar? Eino Damakne Davar Shalob Al Yolam? And then there's the whole shock of Itaria. So my father said that the Meiri there, the way he describes the ability to be mishabed yourself, the shivur de ekni, even though it's a davar shlo b'liolam, is afal pi she'ein adam makne davar shlo b'liolam, adam mishabed atzmo b'davar shlo b'liolam. Meaning the difference lies between a kinyan and a shibud. So you can't be makne davar shlo b'liolam, but a shibud davar shlo b'liolam can exist. Point being, is that the shibud de ekni is essentially davar shlo b'liolam, just you're able to mishabed a davar shlo b'liolam. My father himself was suggesting that maybe the way that the reason why you're able to mishabed shibud de ekni, even though it's davar shlo b'liolam, is because it is bali olam. It's bali olam through the shibud aguf. It's not a separate hakna that I'm being makna my nechasim that I'll acquire at some later point in time to the malveh. Essentially, what's happening there is that through the shibud aguf, which exists right now, nechasim that I'll later acquire are swallowed up within it. So the shibud haguf dominates the karkos that will later be nikne, and right now b'shas hava, through the shibud aguf, the malveh has rights in those nechasim. It's not even a davar shlo b'liolam.
Just a line in the Megillah,
yeah. Excellent. Right? The shibud de ekni is essentially chal right now. So my father was explaining that because we view the shibud de karkos as absorbed within the shibud haguf, which exists right now, and therefore it's not a davar shlo b'liolam.
So according to that understanding, would that make it a primarily shibud haguf or shibud karkos?
Primarily it's a shibud haguf.
In which case,
it's just that the shibud haguf sometimes is so dominant that it's even mishabed karkos.
In which case we would say mishban.
I mean, it's clever. Right? But the point is that you still have, there's still a karkos. The point is not necessarily, it's not a din that in nishbayin al shibud nechasim. It's a din that whenever karkos are involved, so you can't be nishba.
No. That's the whole issue, that if you have both karka and metalpilin, you call for metalpilin too, so there still should be a shvua.
Right, but the way the Ramban, for example, just the way Ramban and Rambam Chaim say it, is that the moment that the shibud karkos are up front, so you're caught with Einish Bali and Al Shibud Karkos. You're saying, I have a better chap. They're so upfront that they're buttle to the Shibud Aguf.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, what I'm saying is, if you want to say in a regular case, fine. When you have a Shibud Karka and there is Karka there, the Karka go into the front and that's everything.
Right.
In a case where you have no Karka and you're saying the only way the Karka gets here is through the Shibud Aguf, then you're going to say the only way it gets here is through the Shibud Aguf, but it still takes over the Shibud Aguf as well?
I'm not saying it takes over, but it's immediately relevant to the chov. I like the chap. I think it's a clever chap. I think it's a little too chappy.
So the point of Chaim, when we say that...
But it's a good chap.
When we say we view it as a shibud karka then, what does it mean? We're saying, what happens to the shibud aguf?
The shibud aguf is still here, but the shibud aguf now incorporates within it these karkos. Anybody else think that Yosef's point is chapi? No, it's a good chap. It's a good chap. So Yosef, Yol, does that clarify somewhat the ability to mishabi nechasim as a davar shebala olam through the shibud aguf would be a good nafgamina to combining
right,
the two
right.
aspects?
I think that part definitely illustrates because that's bala olam. The shibud aguf is bala olam. I understand that.
Right.
But I guess just originally the Rav Chaim formulated was something like the shibud aguf to work. The character doesn't have to be important because the shibud aguf only requires some sort of shibud, which even it could be nechasim, which could even talvani. Something he has some mushroom like that. He says that shibud aguf means I pay however I want to pay. So therefore, it doesn't involve including the karka because that's just as well works from a talvani. He has some mushroom like that. Once you have the shtar, somehow the karka becomes more significant, I'm going to say, and that's would you say that the loves post the pay from karka when it's a star, is that
that's a loves supposed
the loves post the pay from karka, is that correct?
No, I don't know if you have to say that. I don't know if you have to say that he has to pay from karkos, but it's certainly enough to say that the karkos are nikne to the malva. It's din aknas hashibud.
Chaim
calls it aknas hashibud. Yeah, both here and in Hilchos Vishos.
Okay.
has the same formulation that he's Ochez Biado, the Shtar Haknas Hashibud. Which sounds very much like a Shtar Kenyan. So here you have it in Ishas. Yeah, here I'm reading from Hilchos Ishas. Vim Kain Lo Shaykh Dos El Bishtar, Tishibudo Biado, Virayas Veidos Achov Gamken Biado. Oz Huda Havehelech, Mashenkin Maisa Bezdin. That's one. So there he doesn't say Haknas Hashibud, but he says the Shibudo Biado.
Yeah, I don't know why you're saying, I don't know within a crime, I don't see why Haknas would be necessary. Once you're saying it's part of the Shibud Aguf, then that means what you're denying is this karka as opposed to.
And then over here he says, that's the close, that's where it actually comes close to saying it. Oh no, here he has it also earlier. The nearer the Hadashtar have a Helechu Din Mesuyim Rak Bishtaros, the Isbu Haknas Shibud. Have a call my sabez and after go vegam shibud and we come back from the chash of helach. So he calls again aknas hashibud as an ishus. And then in shvuas he has even more, he says it like twice. This is shvuas. Brak b'shtar hu dechash of kriyah shibud karkalos mishum d'shtar yesh bo din haknas hashibud. Okay, and so the mashiv le gam le etzem achov shehe b'chal shibud karkalos. Sounds like a haknas. So we gave another nafkamina to this chakira in Shibud de'ekni, whether it's a shepherd hakna on the karkos, or whether it's noveya from right now, b'shas halva through the Shibud aguf. So what about this chus to be chozer? Can the love who's mishabed himself b'shibud de'ekni, can he be mishab? Could he be chozer on his shibud before he's korne karkos? So here my father quoted a machlokas in the Rashba and the Ramban in Bav Basra, I believe Mem Dalid. Or Memvav. Where? No, that's Bava Kama. That's not Vav. Close. I think it's Memdalid. Either Memdalid or Memvav. Machok's in the Rashba and the Ramban. Can the Lova be Chozer from his Shibud de Akni? So Pasha's before, after he's Meshabit himself, before he's Kohen of the Karkos. So if you want to say it's the normal din of Davar Shlobo Liolam, then he should have the right to be chozer before he's kohen of the karkos. But if you want to say it's a separate din that the kinin is chal mehashta because it's noveh from the shibud aguf, so then the kinin is already chal and there's no room to be chozer. That's machlokas Rashba and Ramban that will take a stance on this relationship.
He says what?
The Ramban says you cannot be chozer and the Rashba says you could be chozer. Okay, so those are the essential Shitos and the range of how you understand the relationship between the Karkos and the Shibud Nechasim and the Shibud Haguf that exists in every Milva Alpeh. There's another important point that Reb Chaim raises is that maybe it's not only dependent on whether or not it's Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar. Maybe sometimes it depends on which area of Halacha we're working in. So for example, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Eidos and primarily Prime in Hilchos Eidos has a distinction between Korban Shvuah and Achiyav Shvuah. So for example, when you're talking about Korban Shvuah, so Reb Chaim explains that the Mechayev is really a Din Kfir and a Din Gezel. What we care about is that you're being Kofer the entire loan. And through being Kofer the loan, you're being Gozel from the Malveh. So if the Mechayiv is a Kfira, a Din Kfira, a Din Gezel, so then it becomes significant that you're Makrish both the Milva Bishta, the Shibud Nechasim, and the Shibud Metaltalin. Because Kol Zman, that you don't deny both, there's no Shem Gezel. So even if there were to be a Kfira Shibud Karkos, Kol Zman that I acknowledge that I'm Chayiv to pay B'damim, then there's no Shem Kfira and there's no Shem Gezel. So therefore, le'inyan, karbon shvuah, where the mechayiv is the kfir and gezel, so you have to be kofir on the entire hava, which includes also the karkos, by necessity. So therefore, by definition, every karbon shvuah is considered enishba and akfir shibud karkos, because you have to deny the entire loan mitchila v'yad sofa, including the shibud karkos. Masha inkein, when you're just trying to figure out a chiyav shvuah, are you chayiv to take a shvuah in this case? So then it doesn't depend on, oh, that in the back of the halva there are karkos. It depends on, are you chayiv to him? And for that, it's sufficient that they're also metaltalin. And once they're also metaltalin, then we're not going to say, Einishbai nakfiyashi bekarkos. So sometimes it's not only dependent on what the nature of the halva is and what the relationship between the metaltalin, between the karkos and the chov is in this particular, in this chov. Sometimes it depends on what the mechayiv of the area of halacha is. Is it something that needs a din hakchasha bekula, or is it sufficient that there's some sort of chiyuv that exists? So that Reb Chaim doesn't really explain. Reb Chaim just says that you don't need hakchasha bekula. Read you his lashon. Okay, in shapir chalak din carbon shvua midin chiyuv shvua. Deva carbon shvua hari achiyuv al kfira sachov ugzelaso. The kivan deva lo kfira sakarkos lo nishlam ptura chov. The nimtza de kfira ugzela sachov nishlam mishneim biyachad. Right, in order for din gzela, it's totally on both the karkos and the chov itself. Uchviras etzem hachov hurak mikarko metalfon biyachad. Masha inkin le'inan chiyuv shvua. Sha'anu boim ladun. In huchayiv o pater. V'im kein havel hafich. The kibin div mashen nifter me akarkos lo nifter me metaltalin. V'im kein af agav de inish ban akarkos ve nifter me shvu me etzim chiv al karka. Aval hari gam kein chal chiyuv al metaltalin bil levad. In terms of my chiyuv to pay up, so my chiyuv, there's a sufficient chiyuv within the metaltalin itself. Right? So that's our basic overview of the shitos and the sugya of Einish Bayi Nakfira Shiva Karkos. Related to this question, we have the shaila, what about the Mei Karka Ke Karka? Now when we say Einish Bayi Nakarkos, is that dafka, the Chefta Shal Karka, that's Omid B'Safik? Or does it apply even to Chiyuvim that are Noveya from Tfios B'Karka? So the Gemara at the bottom of Dalet Omid Beis wants to, and the top of Hamid Aleph, wants to know, if you hold halach is pater, and every tefiyah b'karkos always has a din halach, because kol eichad isa b'shus ei demar isa, so every karka is halach. Well then why do you need a gzeres hakasuv to tell you ein nishban al karkos? So it's a bad kasha. Why is it a bad kasha? Yoni? Okay, fine, lumdishly. But concretely even. I mean, what's you're not dealing with the Shavuos Modim Mikzas? I know, you like the more lumbish question. I just wanted the basic question. That's true. The lumbish explanation? What do you mean? It's Pasha. You have to know what the Mechayiv is. How long have you been in cheer?
Get out. But also, it does have question.
That's an inferior question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's acknowledging the premise of your question. Maybe you'll have the answer to Avinoam's question that we're going to entertain in a minute.
Oh, I'm very excited. It's kind of
nice to get it. So the Gemara says, L'man damar potter, right, why do you need exeris hakasif to tell you enish barnak firas shiva karkaos if every case of karkaos is always halach? So I think there's a lot of Rishonim say it's not really from the girsa of the Gemara. They say that's in the Girsa of Marabi Daigon, because such a question doesn't make any sense when you come. But they don't say for Yoni's reasons. They say for your reason. So that's a shaila in the Gemara. So the Gemara gives the answer, it's Darich Kra Hecha de Chafer Babor Shichin Maros. So you need the Gzer Sakasta for a case of Chafer Babor Shichin Maros. So what is this? What's this answer? So Rashi says, Delav Helechu Sharei Kilkala. If you're chofer in the karka bor shichin maros, so there's no more din halach. Why? Because the karka now is not what it was earlier, so I can't say halach. I can't say come take it. It's a different chayfetz. As people point out in Rashi, this is very strange because usually in karkos we assume that even if the karka is mekulkal and even if it's chafer bor shichin maros, there's still a din of harei shel chalaf anecha. I'm sure that. You know, there are now swamps in the karka, but the real estate is unchanged. Right, so who said the chafra bor shichin maros is a sufficient change in the karka to say that you can't say Hiluch anymore. And so this Rashi seems to be a very big chiddush in how he learns the sugya of Hiluch. Maybe it's Rashi that she taught earlier. I don't know. What? Oh, I mean, how should we read the Gemara?
Yeah.
I think the way the other Rishonim read the Gemara. That Rashi learns the Gemara as saying that there are cases of karka where it's not haloch, where there's a tfiyah on the karka, but yet giving back the karka is not haloch. Right. The Rambam seems to learn the Gemara.
Right, the
maybe. That's the way a lot of Achronim might read. They want to read Rashi, he just means, he means pain, he means like the Rambam. Right, but I'm saying, but if the tefiah is on the karka and the halach is on the karka, so it may be true that you have some sort of extraneous chiyuv to pay. But why does that ruin the halach on the heftish al karka itself?
Because he
doesn't want that back.
He wants everything back.
I understand, but I'm saying, but the davar hanifkat is still the karka.
And the question, I thought,
and the karka is unchanged. I said, nobody knows what the case... Pashas it is, because Gemara is talking about...
Right?
Yeah, so Pashas it is.
Saying,
but I'm saying there still could be a Tvias Mamon, but just because there's a Tvias Mamon doesn't mean that now the Karka is not Halach. Right, the Karka, I could say, is Ke'en Shenasan. Elamai, there's a Chiv to reimburse him for any Nezikin that I did. But it doesn't change the fact that the Karka is unchanged. Harisha Chalafanecha, this is the real estate. They try to explain Rashi, right. So you have to see. Take a look at the Divorce Moshe on this Rashi.
See, the Magen Mishnah itself says, like, oh, Rashi, he says,
right, he says Rashi has, right, 100%. Isaac.
That was the answer.
Candle Shitaso.
Further problematic.
Why? Why?
He expands it a lot.
What?
He expands it a lot. Halva and Shibu.
I wouldn't say the Lashitasa was just on being more expansive or less expansive.
Okay,
saying that he has different Hagdara of Halach. Mm-hmm. Right? And the fact that I could allow a Halach with a Mivul Otzad in it now, which just means that it doesn't necessarily have to be a din in the Chefza. Adab, maybe Rashi Mamash Lashitaso. Rashi's saying it's not Toya on the Chefza, it's not Toya on Osan Maos Darar Ben. Even on a Chiv you could have, right? Even on a Chiv you could have Halach, as long as it's symmetrical to what you got. Here also, Rashi's saying even though the Karka Kechefza is unchanged, it's not Halach because there's a different Chiv that relates to it. All right, now you have Chiv and Nezikin.
Isn't the point that the Chef is not the same?
No, maybe for Rashi it's not, because Rashi understands Mevul Otzad.
Right, that's why you have to give the actual money back.
Not for Rashi.
I mean, you could very easily read Rashi as saying it's just simply the money that you got that's in a box and not used.
So, or Zerua. Nah, maybe. That's not Chapi. Fine, so getting back, so Rashi has this interesting pshat that Rashi says, Lav Helechu Shari Kilka. Kilka on the Karka takes away the shame Helech. So the Rambam and the other Rishonim seem to have a bit of a different read of the Gemara. They understand the Tviyah is not on the Karka. The Tviyah is on the Nezikin. I mean, I'm Toveh that you're a Chofer Bor Shichin Maros. And there's some sort of motive Miktas in that Tviyah. And so it's not a Tviyah on the initial Karkos to return it. There's a Tviyah on the Nezikin of the Karkos. So Ram here has a Chiddush that Ram understands. V'chein HaChofer B'Sadeh Chaveh Rabor Shichin Maros V'ef Sidua Aril Chayev L'Shalim Min Shetan O Shechaf Rom Lo Chafarti V'chulei. Ram says there's no din shvuas modin miktsas on the case of chaf babor shichin maros. Meaning, since the tviya is on the boros shichin maros, And of course you're not going to say there's no din halach on the bor shichin and baros. He's talking about the tviyas nezikin. So what's the chiddush of them? Why do you need the gzeres hakasuv? So you need the gzeres hakasuv to tell you that in a case where there's no halach, the hainu tviyas bor shichin and baros, so you still have a ptur karkos. But the problem is that here for the Rambam it's not a ptur karka be'en, it's a ptur in dmei karka. So it seems to emerge from the Rambam is that this gzeres hakasuv ein hashpana karka is not a din chafsa shel karka. It's a din in dmei karka as well. As long as the tashlumim has a din or a chaloshem karka, even though it's not a chafsa shel karka, it's going to have the ptur of ein hashpana karkos. That's at least the most pashut understanding of the Rambam. Now the Ravid has an objection, and the Ravid says, well, no, the Rambam's din is only true if he's toveya him to imali the boros shichin maros. He's toveya him for actual repairs. But if he's toveya reparations or compensation, so then nishbayin. Then there's no shame karka. So what's the Ravid saying? The Ravid seems to be saying that there are two dinim in tashlumin. There's a din tashlumin of piron hanezek, where it's compensation, or you're reimbursing him for damages. I broke your windows, now I have a chiyav mamon. I caused a loss. I'm mechuyev to compensate you for it. But there's a whole other din of tashlumin, where it's not that I'm mechuyev to compensate you. I said, I have a chiv to repair the damages. So the Ravid says that in a case where I'm toveya to imali the chafiros, so then the shame piron is a din piron of karka. Meaning it's not compensation, it's now a din in repairs. So mele inishbay na karkos. So one chiddush of the Ravid is that, A, that there are these two dinim and tashlumin that play themselves out over here. B, there seems to be a chiddush that the Nizak could decide how he wants the Tashlumim to occur. He could be Toveh him to pay up Lemalei HaKarkos, or he could be Toveh Adamim. See, there seems to be a Chiddush here that a Shem Karka is Chal on the Milei HaBoros. That there's a shem karka that's chal on the miloy haboros.
You don't want to
say
that
there's
not a shem karka on the as the Rambam said, everything is considered. But that's a chiddush. Saying that that's all considered to make karka is like karka. That's
I don't get fun, so
just right. If you don't want to acknowledge, it depends exactly what the Ravid is trying to say. Mm-hmm. Saying, is the Ravid acknowledging that there is a kind of a demek karka, just not in the Rambam's case, but in this case of lemali bor shichin maros. So it's a din to make karka karka? Or is the Ravid saying, no, this is karka mamish? I'm not sure which one he's saying.
Presumably he rejects to make karka. So it's karka mamish, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
That's one way.
I don't know, right. Or he acknowledges that there's a din of demei karka, just demei karka or only kikarka within a certain limited context. Right? It's not clear within the Ravid himself what he's saying. Amar Rav Nirna Dvarim Shetavol L'Malo Sachafir Shlohashu Sachatzeros. Aval Im Tavol L'Shalim Pichso Harei Yukashar Tvias Mamon. Look, to be honest with you, it's not clear that the Rambam holds to make karka karka. And all the Rambam says that Einish Bain.
Who says
Dhamma?
Who's
Lashem Dhamma? Rambam? No, Vadi there's Dhamim, but I'm saying, but why are you pot there? Is the Rambam saying because to make karka karka? That when there's tashlumim for karka, so that damim has a shame karka. But I'm really saying a different shot. Since you asked, I'll tell you the miuchas l'ritva. That the miuchas l'ritva understands that it's not a din to make karka ki karka. For example, if I'm paying you for schiros karka, so there's no shame to make karka ki karka with a p'tur shivua.
No, pikadon, I wasn't talking pikadon over there.
What?
The ritva pikadon?
The Rambam here?
I wasn't talking pikadon.
Right. I understand. Right. But I'm saying in general, when you have when you have a din d'mei karka kikarka.
No, I understand. I was saying another alternative shot.
Oh, you want to say that?
Alternative shot regarding the ritva pikadam. That doesn't. I don't know about pikadam.
Oh, okay, so I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that alternative chat that you thought I was saying. So I'm just saying what the Miuchas Deritzu here points out. V'im tomar halav tvias karkuhu, shareinu chayv lo'elo d'mea hezek u'metaltlininu. Right, this is the dumb shav din metaltlin. V'yesh lomar, d'chol sha tvia b'guf ha-karko k'mekarki dami. Afal pisha chiyuv einu elo damim. U'miyu imtano d'mea karko s'chiris karko v'chulei, then it has din of metaltlin. Aval kol she ikar ha-taino al guf ha-karko pater, v'chein kasav ha-rambam. It sounds like he's saying it's not a din that d'mea karko, something that's ba machmas ha-karko is dinu ke-karko. It's a din in the tvia. The tvia over here is a tvia on karkos. So I don't care what form the tashlumim takes. I care what form the tvia takes. So if the tvia is on karkos, hagam the dmei karka or lav kekarka, there's still a nishba in al karkos. Because nishba in al karkos is a din of the tvia. Forget about dmei karka kekarka. And he says that's the pshat in the Rambam. So I'm saying it's not mukhrach that the Rambam himself holds that's the din of dmei karka kekarka. You could say it's a din of the tvia. Yeah, he says the chain cost of a Rambam is all shown. Hadar pshita seichidami v'chule. So he learns that as the din of the tvia.
You could call that dmei karka.
You could say that's the dmei karka, but the fact that he contrasts it, I don't know how far the Rambam would take it. The Rambam say the same thing in Schiros.
Schiros
karka.
Right, it's really just
dumb. I like the fact that he makes this contrast to.
Didn't the Rambam say the same thing?
The Rambam, all the Shulam were saying that with the Rambam.
They say this din in tvia.
The Rambam should have said some.
Think you're at tvia. All the Ran and the Rashi also says that it also.
Maybe they're saying something similar.
Reb
Chaim is saying something very similar to this.
Yeah.
I think Reb Chaim is much closer to this interpretation than. Right, I don't know. We were looking at, see if anybody really says this to make karka pshat. So now I'm saying the shiloh is not anymore whether the Ravid agrees the Rambam is to make karka karka. The shiloh is really, what does the Rambam hold on to make karka karka? But I'm saying it's definitely a reasonable pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam is saying a chiv, it's ba machmas karka, to make karka is ke karka. What? Right. Contrarian. Right. So either way, so the Ravid has this hasaga. So let's just. The last question is: the Ravid saying that there's the din of demei karka ke karka when you're tovea him to be mavali haboros, or is the Ravid saying that then it's karka mamish? So here it might depend on how we understand this Mishnah Melech and Rimigash. The Mishnah Melech says that this ability to be machriach to be mavali the boros shichin maros only exists when afar karka hu be'ena v'adayin kayam efsher shabiyata tovea lachriach. I mean, the schus of the tovet himachriach lamale abor shichin maros only exists when the oso offer is ben. So it sounds from the Mishnah Melech that this is really this requirement of karka ben, and this is exactly what my father was saying in shir, is really a shir in demei karka ki karka. What's mitzarif the tashlumim to the karka is that it's damei ayin basul ana toholich, right? It came from the karka and it's going to end up back in the karka. So therefore, even though there's a shame damim here. There's a piron of damim. It's a din of demei karka karka because this is where it came from and this is where it's going. So osu afar is a shear in demei karka karka.
He's referring to the schus of the tovea to be machriach.
Right.
So he can choose either fill it in with the afar or keni.
Correct.
That's what we're saying.
Correct. That seems to be the assumption of the Ravid. That's the Ravid's assumption. So Mishnah Melech is qualifying that only exists when it's osu afar mamish. Then you can't be machriach in the male.
Then
it's only damim.
But the mazik is the one that's choosing.
Then nizak is choosing.
Sorry, nizak is choosing. So what, the nizak can't demand that use the other offer? Or
correct. Makes sense. Saying so you break my window, I can't force you to fix my window. I can force you to pay for the window. The chiddush is that there's. Yeah, that's a big chiddush. That's the mish. That I mean, the Ravid has one chiddush. The Ravid seems to say unqualified. I could always be tovea you to actually be metake in the nezek. Right? So that's a huge chiddush. So the Mishnah Melech mitigates it a little bit and says, no, it's only when the actual chefta is still be'en.
What are we pulling from that?
We're pulling from that that maybe the din of tashlumen of demei karka kekarka only exists when it's also afar mamish. Why? Because that's actually being memali what was here. It still has the din of being part of this karka. So then we say demei karka kekarka. So the Rimigash in the Shittim Kavetzes also has this idea, but a little differently. Not that that's the only time that you can machriach him, but it seems to be that that's the only time that it's going to have a shame karka. Mishum de lav mamona katayin lei, ela tekuni bealma. Right, the shame tviya is not on the damim. The shame tviya is chal on the tikun. The mashma de chimitake in lehu lahanu boros, kigon de aitzi afra vakamalinhu, inami hahu afra gufe denafak mine kamahadar lei. So he quotes, the Rimigash quotes two days whether this din applies, whether the shame tikun ba'alma, not a shame damim, whether that only applies, whether that applies in general when I say I see afra v'kamalinu, or does that only apply when I say hahu afra gufe denafak mine kahadarle? So it seems like the Rimigash is saying that the din of shame karka being chal on the piron is only when the shame karka is only chal when it's also afar. So what would be the hezber for that? It's not a din in dmei karka ki karka. It's a shailam being magdir this afar as being dami, as being metalflin or karkos. Right, what's the difference between saying that you have a gardening service that comes and brings in topsoil, landscaping, and assessing the real estate? So if it's afarach rina, maybe it's just a din in it's metaltolin. You're bringing an afar to mali the boros. Why should that have a shame karka? But if it's also afar that it's just lying on the side of the heap, then that's still begetter the real estate of the karka, and that tviya has a shame tviyas karka. That's what it always was here. Okay, so just two ways of understanding this requirement of also afar mamish. Is that a din in the symmetry between the dmei karka karka? Or is that a din in being magdir the chefta shel afar as being a chefta shel karka? There's two ways of understanding that requirement. Now the Magi Mishnah has this objection to the Ravid. Ve'ein chilch shekas v'rav zal nir nachon shrein biyad tovel hachriach l'nitzvah l'mal l'shulach hafiros elem rotzal l'shalem lo nizgor. So the Magi Mishnah doesn't like this whole notion that you could ever be machriachim to metakein the nezek. Every tashlume nezikin always has a din of damim, it never has a shame of karka. As you can never even be machriach such an option. So the Shach in Tzadi Hei Yilches just points out to defend the Ravid that either the Ravid Taka does think that you could be machriach, or the Ravid just holds that even when you pay up damim, so the shame tashlume of the damim is really a din tikun. And it doesn't matter what form the tashlumim actually takes. It matters on what matters is the lumdusha mechanics that's supporting the tashlumim. Is it betoras tikun or is it betoras damim? That's what the Shach explains. The no, because he's saying the Magen Mishnah attacks the Ravid for saying, where do you get this halacha that I could force you to fix my window?
Right,
the Shach says, okay, maybe. But even if not, it's not about actually being able to force you to fix the window. It depends on the lumdusha mechanics of what does it mean that I'm paying you for damages. Right? That's essentially the way my father was explaining the Asagas Ravid in Shir. Right? It's totally on this compensation versus repair.
What was the first answer?
For the Shach? There may be in a Hanami that there are certain cases where you can be machriachim to fix the window. That's a schus that the Nizak has on the Mazik. So now then Reb Chaim pointed out that maybe this whole discussion between the Rambam and the Ravid, or this machlokes here, is not just a machlokes in Dmei Karka Ke Karka. Maybe the Shita Sarambam isn't just, again, Dmei Karka Ke Karka when you're Toveya Nizikin. Maybe the idea is, once again, that it depends on the area of halacha that you're trying to determine. So if you're dealing in an area of halacha where we care about the tviyah, the mechayev, we care about the beginning of the story, it's also so then the tviyah over here and the whole debate between the malva and the lova began with the tviyas karkos, similar to the miyuchas l'reva. So in areas that depend on the mechayiv, then we'll say nishpah nakfir shiva karkos. But in areas of halacha where we don't care about the mechayiv, about what initially triggered this maso matan between the mazik and the nizak, all we care about is what's immediately in front of us. So then, right now, the latest hasafik or the diyun is on the damim, not on the karka. I think Reb Chaim says that when it comes to karban shvua, or again, Reb Chaim says it's all about gezel, it's all about my absolute denial of the claim against me. So in terms of denying the claim, or in terms of the shame gezel, so here, ironically, it only depends on what's immediately in front of us. Because right now I'm being gozel through denying my chiyuv tashlume mamon. So therefore, nishbayin. Because the whole din is am I denying my chiyuv tashlumin, am I shame gezel right now on this din tashlumin? Masha inkein, where we care about the mechayiv, in terms of a chiyuv shvua, am I mechuyiv in this case, or am I not mechuyiv in this case? I.e., this case of tviyas karkos, is there a chiyuv that's ramya on the nitva to take a shvua? So then, of course, the whole tviyah is on the karkos. So once again, so ironically, Reb Chaim again has the same chiluk that he had in Hilchos Ishos between karban shvua and chiyuv shvua. But over here, it turns out that the karban shvua is less expansive than the chiyuv shvua. Because over here, Reb Chaim is saying it's all just about being makhish the claim. And it's not a halva case. So in terms of being makhish the claim and the shem gezel, what's important is immediately right now I'm denying my obligation to pay you. We don't care about the past history that the chiyuv stems from karkos. But in a case of chiyuv shvua, so we care about what's mechayev the shvua. So of course the mechayev the shvua here seems to be the chfir b'karkos. So that's Reb Chaim's yishuv to the... How do we get to?
How do you get to the carbon? Isn't the whole discussion the mechayev of the shvua that comes first? If you're not mechayev of the shvua, why are you taking the shvua that you're then kofir on? Meaning, on the carbon shvua, that's only after you've already taken.
After a kofir, right?
Yeah, but you didn't have to; you just decided to.
So is that all it is? Is it all that you just decided to take the shvua?
Is that the only case?
Yeah. I mean, in the case in the Mishnah Shavuos where it comes up, you just decided to swear.
So that's the chiluk. The chiluk is basically whether or not I was required inherently in the case to take a shvua.
Right, is there a chiyuv to take a shvua?
You didn't have, meaning when he goes back to right after the part when he says, oh, you need the shvua itself, or we just don't even care about the shvua. We just care that there was a shvua, there might be shvua.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that shvua you seemingly didn't have.
So regardless of where, right. Seems to be regardless of the chiyuv.
Okay,
it's all about the shame shvua. So since it was a shame kfir on the shvua, so maybe it was a din gezel.
Even if you weren't chayav a shvua and you're not chayav a karban, but now that you're chayav, it's mishum gezel, not mishum the original thing, and therefore there wouldn't be a shvua
right.
Second.
It doesn't depend on the mechayav. It depends on the fact that before you lied or you're machish with the shvua, and that per se is mechayav a karban, regardless of the initial mechayav of or your initial chiyav to take that shvua. So good. So I think we're going to stop here. That's the overview of these two. So it's Dmei Karka Karka and Einish Bayin Al Kfiyah Shiva Karkos. There's one little aspect that we didn't talk about. That's Avadim Hukshu LeKarkos that we spoke about one of the first year over Israel. Maybe we'll be mashing that a little bit later.